As the sun rises over Wood River, Jonah Rothletter stands near the boat launch next to Icicle Seafoods. He counts birds, but birding is more than just a hobby for Rothletter. It's his job. Rothletter is a wildlife specialist for the USDA. He's working on a year-long study to determine and minimize the risk that birds pose to the airport in Dillingham. He's out by Icicle because it's a common flight path for airplanes.
And this is actually a flight path that a few planes will take. They'll fly over the Wood River upon takeoff, or they'll come in this way for landing. So right now we're seeing some glaucus gulls flying and some mew gulls.
Binoculars hang around his neck as he tallies the birds he sees. Rothletter says they need to know how many birds are around and where they travel so they can plan best how to keep them out of the frequent flight paths.
Essentially, airplanes have giant vacuum cleaners attached to them to pull them through the air.
And a goose sucked into the engine or crashed through the windshield can be damaging and dangerous to planes. You may remember what happened to U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in 2009 as it took off from New York City.
Birds flew into both of the aircraft's engines. The pilot quickly realized he could not return to the airport and land. His options were severely limited, and the only place to go down, in fact, was the Hudson River just off Midtown Manhattan.
That's an NBC News clip from what became known as the Miracle on the Hudson, because everyone made it safely off the plane. Rothletter wants to see that something like that doesn't happen at the Dillingham Airport. John Taylor is with the Department of Transportation at the Dillingham Airport. Every morning at 8 a.m., the DOT drives up and down the runway, checking for any damage to the tarmac, broken lights, or wildlife that could pose a danger to planes.
And the seagulls kind of make their rounds, do they? Out the dump, then they stop here.
Often, Taylor will carry a shotgun with him on these early morning patrols to scare off any unwanted fowl. As Taylor drives down the center of the tarmac, three sandhill cranes fly overhead and land west of the runway.
Yeah, that's a big bird to hit something.
He stops the car and shoots off a cracker shell, basically a firecracker, to make a loud noise to scare the birds away. The cranes take off and land at a safe distance outside the airport fence.
You're not fixing the problem if you're just making things go boom. You're just putting a band-aid on a situation.
Back at Icicle, wildlife specialist Jonah Rothletter says there is nothing wrong with scaring away birds. It's actually necessary, but ideally, you don't even want the birds there in the first place.
All animals are looking for food, water, shelter, just like we do.
If birds can find one of those things at or near the airport, you can bet they're going to stick around that area.
They're coming there for a reason. Why not just go right to the source and eliminate that?
Rothletter calls it habitat modification. He says if birds are coming to a marshy area near the airport, just dry it out. No water, no birds. After Rothletter is done with his study, he'll work with the airport to come up with a plan best how to manage the habitat in and around the airport. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.